carrying... Hi, this is Mark Kermode.
Hi, I'm James Martin.
Hello, this is John Craven, and glad you're listening to Siren.
Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
I'm Dave Myers.
And I'm Si King.
And we're the Hairy Bikers.
On Siren FM.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. Good evening. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. My name's Kai Valentine. I'm going to be with you for the next hour or so. And tonight we pay tribute to Phil Collins. So let's have a look what's coming up.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Like your radio local? Tune in to Siren FM 107.3.
Good evening. Tonight, I take you on a journey through the life and music of Mr. Phil Collins. We got people listening all around the world this evening. Good evening to Artie, to RMH over in the United States. Whatever time it is, wherever you are, tonight is about enjoying the music of the legend that is Phil Collins for Legends on Siren FM. She's the kind of... You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine, and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week, we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week, we're paying tribute to the one and only Mr. Phil Collins, and you can give your thoughts throughout the show. You can text us on 07797 800 716. That's 07797 800 716, or you can tweet us at SirenFM. With 7 Grammys, 5 Brit Awards, and a whole host of other awards, and through a career that featured in 5 decades, Collins is an absolute legend who had more US Top 40 songs than any other artist in the 1980s. Such a mammoth achievement, and tonight we take a sample of some of the music that made him great. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM. I'm with you until 11 p.m. this evening, and we're paying tribute to Phil Collins for Legends on Siren FM. We're going to kick things off tonight in 1981 and Phil Collins' first ever solo hit. You know it, everyone knows this track, and even if you don't know it from the very, very beginning, you'll definitely know what's coming up in the middle. This is In the Air Tonight.
Oh,
Collins wrote this song about the anger he felt after divorcing his first wife, Andrea, in 1980. He was so devastated that he left Genesis for a short time. All of the original songs on the Face Value album, including the follow-up hit I Missed Again, were at one time intended to be messages to his first wife in an attempt to get her back. In the Air Tonight has charted in the UK on three different occasions. On its original release in 1981, it peaked at number 2. In 1988, a remix by Dutch DJ and producer Ben Linebrand got to number 4. And finally, in 2007, after the song featured in the TV advert for Cadbury's Dairy Milk featuring a drumming gorilla, the song reached number 14. That advert that would feature the drumming gorilla was something that was major over here in 2007. In fact, it boosted sales of dairy milk by an increase of 9% that year. Such an amazing statistic. Collins was asked by the London Times newspaper whether Cadbury's made it clear to him that the advert would feature a gorilla playing drums on the song, and he replied, smiling, "As much as it's possible for such a thing to be made clear." In Collins' speech at the 2008 Ivor Novello Awards, where he was being honoured for international achievement, the Genesis drummer paid a tongue-in-cheek homage to Cadbury's gorilla advert. He quipped, "I have two sons back in Switzerland and my life is now focused around them, but I do know that I will continue to write songs. And as for the gorilla, I might put him forward for the next drummer of Genesis." We continue our journey into the life and music of Phil Collins next, but first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say?
Have your 15 minutes of fame?
Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800 716.
Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk.
Or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter.
Just search for Siren FM.
Have your voice heard on your community radio station.
Siren 107.3 FM.
Next up is one of my mum's all-time favourites. This one's for you, Mum. You Can't Hurry Love.
Just trust in the good time, no matter how long it takes.
written by the prolific songwriting team of Holland Dozier Holland. It was based on a gospel song entitled You Can't Hurry God, which was sung by Dorothy Love Coates and the Gospel Harmonettes, a gospel group based in Birmingham, Alabama. Phil Collins explained to Mojo Magazine in February 2009 that he covered this track as a tribute to Motown. He added, "We needed to get everything right on it, but we didn't really succeed. There was no naff strings on the original to start with. Motown is where I lived musically when I was growing up. I was a regular at the Marquee Club in Warburg Street, London, in the 60s. I always went to see the action, the Who, and they would both do great Motown covers. The Motown tracks were always an inspiration. The opening chords and the groove of Heatwave always sounded like Sun had come out to me. It was so uplifting and positive. Even the names, the Supremes, the Four Tops, the Marvelettes, the Miracles, sound like their glasses are half full. The musicians on all of the Motown tracks, they didn't play like other pop session guys. Benny Benjamin, James Jameson, all of them were really jazz musicians, and every day they would go to work and know they'd be playing on a huge hit record, and it would be classic material, and it would have to be wonderful." Collins' cover would be his second of many number one hits in the 1980s. In 1984, though, he proved that he was capable of creating hits that would be covered by other artists himself for years to come. This is Legends on Siren FM. We're paying tribute to Phil Collins with Against All Odds. Take a look at me now. Director Taylor Hackford asked Collins to write a song for the film Against All Odds, so Collins went back to a song that didn't make it onto his Face Value album called How Can You Sit There and adapted it to fit the movie. Collins recalled to Mojo in 2015, Against All Odds was written in the same misery that the rest of Face Value came from, but I wasn't drawn to it initially. I didn't like it as much as You Know What I Mean, and I thought there was only room for one of those on the album. I don't know what would have happened to that song if Taylor Hackford hadn't got in touch. A lot of people complained that Collins sold out in this period, but he says himself he was never forcing people to play his songs over and over again, and if someone waves $10 million under your nose, it's very difficult to reject it. This won Collins the 1984 Grammy Award for Best Vocal Performance. It was nominated for a Best Original Song Oscar, but lost out to I Just Called to Say I Love You. Collins did win an award, though, in 1999 for You'll Be In My Heart, which was written for Tarzan. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Legends on Siren FM. Tonight we pay tribute to Phil Collins, and this is Sue Studio. Stay tuned. good evening to Ian from Edinburgh, who's tuned in right now, listening to Sue Studio. He insisted that I had this on the show this week. A brilliant request, for sure. Good evening also to Pete in Colorado and to Artie in Colorado as well. We got listeners all around the world tonight for Legends on Siren FM. The second US number one hit for the No Jacket Required album, Susudio, and the aforementioned album was not a favourite of Collins himself, although he did compliment what he referred to as a killer horn section. He told Rolling Stone in 2016, "At the time, I wasn't being me. I've grown up a bit now and much prefer to play songs that are me. I only play a bit part in that one." When this was released in 1985, critics assailed Collins for this song's similarity with Prince's hit 1999. Collins responded by saying that he was a big Prince fan and that his original version of Susudio sounded even more like Prince. Collins recalled to the Mail on Sunday that this is me trying to write a dance tune. It always fascinated me that the horn players would come in and play a song of mine and suddenly make it R&B. It was influenced by Prince, of course, and was the first time I actually worked with dance synth programmers. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Keep the text messages coming in. 07797 800 716. Grab a pen, because it's coming again. 07797 800 716.
Hi, this is Peanut from Kaiser Chiefs.
This is Whitey from Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, I am Arnie.
I'm Freddie. We're the Vaccines.
Hey, everybody, this is Zane Lowe, and you're listening to Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM.
Siren 107.3.
Hey, this is Gary from Pendulum. Check out Siren FM 107.3.
Thank you.
In this soft rock ballad, a lonely Phil Collins pleads with his lover to give him just one more night to prove his devotion. Being a drummer at heart, it's not surprising that Collins started this song on a drum machine. He explained to Playboy that he was playing around with the machine when inspiration hit. I had a tempo in mind. I was thinking of the Jackson songs, actually, when I strung a chorus on it. The line, "One More Night," just fit what I was playing. The rest of the song was written very quickly. My name's Kai Valentine, and you can hear me every Monday and Friday for The Breakfast Show here on Siren FM, and also here every Monday night for Legends on Siren FM. Although a majorly successful solo artist in his own right, Phil Collins would continue performing and recording with his band Genesis throughout the 1980s, including their first ever number one hit single in 1986, Invisible Touch, here on Siren 107.3 FM. Phil Collins wrote the lyrics, which are about a woman who holds power over the singer. He desires her even though he feels there is something sinister about her. Genesis had 17 top 40 hits in the US, but this was their only number one. They never had a number one here in their native country of the UK. Phil Collins remained a member of Genesis even after launching his his wildly successful solo career. By the time this song was released, he had issued 3 solo albums and already notched the first 4 of his 7 number one solo singles. When Invisible Touch topped the Billboard Hot 100, it was the first instance in history of the chart that a group following an individual band member to the summit. Explaining why he stayed in the band, Collins told Rolling Stone, "When you're in a band, it's family. There's the road crew and their families to think about. If you just flippantly say, 'I'm leaving,' they're like, 'We've just bought a house with a mortgage.' You can't do that to people." MTV had a lot to do with the song's success. Genesis was one of the network's biggest stars at the time, and they put this video in hot rotation. In the clip, the band members film each other with handheld cameras and act rather silly. Phil Collins sings into his drumstick and mock directs, sending up the whole concept of a music video. It was cheap but effective, as it helped personalise the band and played to Collins' acting talent. He performed in stage productions when he was younger. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Tonight we pay tribute to the one and only Phil Collins. But we continue on now with another hit from Genesis. This is Land of Confusion for Legends on Siren FM. We'll be right back. a rare political song for Genesis. Land of Confusion questions the wisdom of world leaders at a time when the US and Russia were enemies and there was a threat of nuclear war. Phil Collins called it a political song about the mess we have landed in. Mike Rutherford called this a kind of 80s protest song, adding, "It's about how we live in a very nice world and what a mess we're making it. How it should be all so easy, and it's all so difficult." The very popular video was made using puppets created by Peter Fluck and Roger Law, who created the infamous TV series The Spitting Image. The show would often make fun of Genesis, and by hiring their tormentors, the band proved that they could take a joke. Genesis puppets had been used on the show before, but they made new ones for the video. Not very flattering ones either. It was a way for the band to lighten their image from the days of earnest prog rockers. We're quickly coming towards the end of the show, but we still have time for a couple more Phil Collins solo classics here on Siren 107.3 FM. Now it's time for one of his all-time classics, It's a Groovy Kind of Love. You're all swaying along at home now. Get those lighters out in the air. Collins' version of this 1966 Mindbenders hit would attain another number one single for the legendary performer In 1988, it would be nominated for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance. Wow, that's a tongue twister. Best Male Pop Vocal Performance at the 1989 Grammy Awards, but lost out to Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. Still, it has implanted itself in the minds of the world as a classic tune, and let's face it, to miss out to Don't Worry, Be Happy, I think that's all right. We're quickly coming towards the end of this evening's show. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/SirenLegends. I have been Kai Valentine. We are quickly coming towards the end of tonight's show, and it's been absolutely fantastic to pay tribute to Phil Collins this evening for Legends on Siren FM. We end tonight with another classic Collins track, one with a very important message alongside being a number one hit. This is Another Day in Paradise. Stay tuned to Siren FM, but from me, good night.
Twice, 'cause it's another day for you and me in bed.
you for tuning in to this week's episode of Legends on Siren FM. Don't know who we're paying tribute to next week, but make sure you come back. I'm adding in a couple more Phil Collins tracks after the news, including one for Pete in Colorado. He's asked for many too many. Make sure that you stay tuned to Siren FM, but it's now time for your news update at 11 o'clock, sending you down to London.
The latest news and sport on